Hey everyone, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And the item that we have today, I am absolutely loving this. This is a power bank, and we've had a lot of power banks over the years. Some are better than others, some are worse than others. This is actually a great power bank. This is by Anker, and everybody knows that Anker makes great products, great charging products, great power banks, great wall chargers and things like that. Their speakers and earbuds are not my favorite, but as far as power devices go, like chargers and batteries and power banks and all that stuff, I think Anker makes some of the best. And this is no different. Now, I do carry an Anker power bank with me in my travel bag, but I think it's just been replaced by this one. Because what I love about this is a 20,000 milliamp power bank. Now, the one I carried with me actually was like a 27,000 milliamp, which is going to give me a little more power. But what I love about this one is that this actually has a built-in USB-C cable. Now, if you're like me and you're trying to move towards having one type of cable and one type of port for all your devices, which I think most of the world is trying to move towards, and that's definitely being seen by the new devices coming out are all USB-C, and Apple is changing all their devices to USB-C and things like that. It just makes life a lot more simple. This has a built-in USB-C cable, and not only will this charge my iPhone and my iPads with USB-C, but this will even charge my laptop. And so this is really cool because we've had power banks in the past that have built-in cables, but we've never had one that actually has a built-in cable that will provide up to 87 watts of power to a device like a laptop or whatever. And so that is what this does. This is going to give you the 20,000 milliamp of power, and it's also going to give you that up to 87 watts of output power, which is enough to charge most laptops on the market. Now, most laptops out there will, if you're talking about like the newer Ultrabooks, the thinner, smaller ones, will charge okay with even a 45 watt power supply. But when you start getting up to 65 watts and 85 watts and so forth, that actually just means it'll charge them that much faster. So I've actually been charging my laptop now for just the last few minutes, and it's already gone from 58% to, let me get this pulled up, 69%. So it's gone over 10% in literally probably the last 5 minutes, and that is fast. So especially on a laptop. So I am totally sold on this thing because not only does it charge my laptop fast, but it also charges my iPhone super fast as well. So this is definitely a very high speed charging power bank. Now, it is got a little bit of bulk to it. Its length on this is going to be about 7 inches long. So it's got a little bit of length to it, maybe 6 inches, but I'd say somewhere between 6 and 7 inches. I don't have my tape measure with me. And width-wise on this, you're looking at about 2.5 inches wide, and you're looking at about an inch or a little over an inch thick. So it's got a little girth to it. It's got a little link to it and so forth, but you get a lot from this. Like, it, because of all that, you get the 20,000 milliamp capacity, you get the built-in cable itself is about 6 inches long itself. It wraps around from the middle of the back of the battery to the side, tucks into a little tunnel or a little crevice cut out there, and tucks into the side of the battery. And once all this cable is tucked in, it's literally flush against the side of the power bank, and you don't even really know the cable is there unless you see it or you feel it. It doesn't stick out or anything like that, and it does have a place where it tucks in to the USB plug tucks in as well. And it is a plastic cable. It's kind of a flat ribbon cable, not plastic, but rubber, kind of a rubbery ribbon cable. And on the other, the main end of this and the front of this, I would say, because the top of it does have a digital readout display. To the left of that, it has a button to turn on the digital readout display and also start charging if you plug this into something and it doesn't start charging right away. You can press the button, it will start charging. And then on the end of this, you have, not only do you have the built-in cable for USB-C, but you have a full-size USB-A port. And then to the right of that, you actually have another USB-C port. And so this power bank will actually charge either with the cable on the side, which I think is really cool. You just plug it straight into a USB wall charger or USB hub or whatever, and it's going to charge the battery. Or you could plug in your own USB-C cable to the USB-C port on the end here and charge it that way. So there's a couple different ways to charge it, but you also have the three outputs, which are the two USB-C and the single USB-A. So you could charge up to three devices at one time with this. Also, this is going to be a really, really hard plastic shell on this, where the other one I carry is actually kind of, the top half is like metal. So this one is going to be a little lighter. I'm going to say this is probably around 14 ounces or so. We will get the official weight on this and see how I did with the weight guess, but I'm going to say it's probably around 14 ounces, so not quite a pound, where my other one is actually over a pound. So let's take it to the official talking scale here.
Hello. It's ready. 14.
Ooh, right on. Look at that. I guess 14. It says 14.9. So
goodbye.
Pretty close guess there. And I promise I did not cheat knowing what this weighed beforehand. That was just a good guess on my part. So while I'm in here, let's go ahead and get the official measurement.
0.5 1/4 inches.
Let's see here.
6 1/8 inches.
So there we go. I said about 6 inches.
6 3/16 inches.
It's just a little over 6 inches long. And width on this.
2 7/8 inches.
A little over 2.5 inches wide, so I was pretty close on that. And then
2 13
thickness on this
inches,
15/16 of an inch. Is, not quite an inch. Interesting.
15/16 of an inch.
All right, I was a little off on that.
Of an inch.
So this is just actually
inch.
Right under an
inch.
Inches. And wait a second, because this thing, it kind of gets rounded when it gets toward the edges.
Turning off in 5 seconds.
So let me get the whole thing
and 7/8
without
inches.
The rounded sides. I think that's what the problem was there.
1 3/8 inches. 1 inch.
Yeah, so it's, if you go with just the round, not the sides where it kind of slopes down into, if you actually go where it's right at an inch thick. So there you go. So you got 6 by 2.5 by an inch. And really that's not bad for a power bank that's 20,000 milliamps. If you get something that's super small that claims it's 20,000, then it's not going to be 20,000 because it's super small. You just have to go with the law of physics or whatever the law is of battery capacity. And, that's just the way it is. But actually, this is not as big as some I've seen. They definitely are getting a little smaller. But I love this thing because of the built-in cable and because of the speed that this thing charges all my devices at. So far, I've charged my phone with this once. I've charged my iPad. And now I'm working on my laptop. So this is a really cool thing. This would be a great thing to carry with you, a great power bank to carry with you. You can also take this on a plane. This is legal to take on an airplane, so you will be fine with this, but you do get the extra two ports So you can charge up to 3 devices at one time and up to 87 watts of power on this thing. So even if you have a big laptop that requires a larger capacity wattage to be able to charge it, this thing will charge up to 87 watts of power. So even the ones that, you know, they say they're 100 watts to charge, you could probably charge those with this because it's close to 100 watts. Definitely the ones 65 watts to, you know, 87 watts, of course. But most of your 14 to 15 inch thinner Ultrabooks that are on the market now that charge with USB-C, this will be fine for. There might be a big old huge honking 17 inch or 19 inch laptop out there that has a dedicated graphics card and, you know, blah, 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 that requires over 100 watt power supply to charge. This might not power that, but then again, it might. And I've also learned that it will sometimes power, like if you have a device that requires a certain amount of power and you're trying to charge it with something lower, if you turn the laptop off, then plug it in, it will actually require less power to charge it when it's turned off than when you have it turned on and it's trying to use power while you're charging it. So this still could work even for those laptops that require 100 watts of power, but most laptops now don't require that much power to charge. So this is definitely a great power bank, and it's by a great company, Anker, of course. And you get the power bank in the box, and that's it. They don't give you a cable because they have a built-in cable. And I love the fact that the built-in cable will also charge the power bank, because I've seen some power banks before. They have the built-in cable, but you actually have to charge the power bank through the port on the end rather than the built-in cable. And so this one is a bi-directional USB-C, so it will charge the laptop. I mean, it will charge the power bank with the cable, but it'll also charge stuff from the cable. So that is a nice feature. And of course, it saves them from having to give you a charging cable in the box. So you just power bank and that's it. But it's definitely probably one of my favorite power banks so far that I've seen. And no, it doesn't talk or beep or anything like that. Okay, now this does have a digital readout screen on the top of it, like I mentioned a minute ago, and it is possible you might be able to get Scene AI or something like that to read the digital readout. I was able to get it to read last night, turned a light on, and I got it kind of in the light, and it did say, like, it told me the capacity that it was charged up to at that time was like 19,000 something. So it is possible. I'm not going to say it's going to be super easy to see, but it is possible. It doesn't beep or doesn't talk, unfortunately, but it does have that digital readout screen that if you get good at, if you get good at it, you might be able to get it to read it, and maybe even using Be My Eyes or something like that. The button to the left of the digital readout screen does also turn on the readout screen when it goes off, and so that does, you know, turn it on to show you the readout there. And other than that, I think that's about it on this power bank. It's it definitely is a decent size, but you could still slide this into a jacket pocket, a purse, whatever, a backpack or whatever you want to, you know, use to carry it. But it does it doesn't come with the carry pouch, but it's going to be my new go-to carry battery in my backpack because of the fact that I don't have to, you know, have a cable with me to use it. So I do love that fact of it. And anyway, these are brand new in the box. And if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.